I just quit vaping, so that's... Yeah, thank you. Back to cigarettes, which... better for you, plant-based alternative. That, I like them, dude. They're good. I like nicotine. It's my only vice. I do nicotine, and, you know, I have sex sometimes. I don't know if that counts, though. I don't know if sex is a vice, really, you know? Like, I feel like it can be, but you have to be really good at it. For it to be a vice, you can't be busting a nut in 2 minutes and then be like, I got demons, babe. I was like, I'm a prisoner of the flesh, you know? Like, you gotta throw the pipe around for it to be a problem. Not that I'm bad at it. I don't know if I'm bad at it. I'm quiet. I'm a silent fucker. I'm like a good Uber driver. Like, I'll say your name once, you know? Just Christina, and then I get to work. That's how I do it. Just, I got one AirPod in the whole time. Keep it professional. You know what it is? I have a hard time doing like a sexy voice. Everybody's doing these voice. Everyone's, yo, yeah, yeah. Like, everyone's doing a voice, and I'm not a liar. I'm not going to pretend. I get why you do it. Like, you can't really talk normal. You can't, thank you, ma'am. Like, you have to do some character building is required, but I don't want to do that. I talked once during sex. I was with a woman intimately, and she said, she went, am I a slut? And she wanted me to be like, yeah, yeah. But instead I was like, yeah. Which made her very sad. I should be more mature. I'm in my 30s now, and I think getting older is good. I also think millennials and Gen Z are going to be good old people. We're going to be good old people. I think, because the old people we have now gotta go. They're not up to snuff. God bless you, sir. But you know, you're not really. They're not cutting it anymore. They talk about the good old days, and then they say the worst thing you've ever heard in your life. With this nostalgia, they're like, oh, back in my day, we'd beat up the blind kid. Like, they're so... We used to line up the fat girls and spit on them. You're like, that sounds horrible. That's why I think millennials and Gen Z, we're going to be good when we're old, because by the time we're, like, 80, we're going to have witnessed the collapse of American civilization. I mean, we're kind of seeing a preview right now, you know what I mean? Like, we're sort of getting a peek at it, but by that time, it's done. There's just global warming, violence. We're going to remember the good old days, like, genuinely. We're going to tell our grandkids about how it was. You know, we're going to tell our grandkids, back in my day, there was Florida. And you could vote. Every 4 years, you'd pick between two pedophiles. And sometimes a woman, they would lose. And then our grandkids will look up at us and they'll go, show way, which means what in Mandarin. And I support that. I want China to take over. Please. Clean this place up. Yeah, I'm 32 now. And you know, I'm already beginning to see people my age that are like mad at younger people, which is so stupid. There's whatever, we're all the same basically. A lot of older people, they don't like the new lingo. They get intimidated by new lingo, which is foolish. Because here's what happens. Whenever I hear a new term, I just translate it in my head to the slang that I would use when I was like 18. We all had our own slang, you know? And I'll see some 21-year-old, she's like, yo, that shit is mid. I'm like, that's gay. Right? It's so easy. See some kid with purple hair, she's like, that's so cringe. I'm like, also gay. That's really, I only had one 3-letter word for most things. But got the job done. I like gay people, you know? I just got into them this year, to be honest with you. I wasn't really fucking with them, but now I'm on board, dude. They're fun. I like the gay voice a lot. The gay affect, I think, is really cute. It's really endearing, the gay affect. And it's all over the world. Do you know that? It's not like a West Hollywood thing. Like, the whole planet has gay boys. That's true. Like, my family is Syrian. I've been back to Syria a bunch of times. You'll, like, see gay Syrian men speaking gay Arabic. Like, fully gay. Like, you don't expect it. And then you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Like, I bet there was a gay caveman, probably. Right? 30,000 years ago, a bunch of dudes at the clubs walking around, like, yo, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then one guy's like, wow. Like, he's like, kind of gay about it? Must have been. Must have happened, man. Yeah. So, what's going on with me? Oh, I got divorced a couple months ago, legally. Thank you. You don't have to. It's fine. It's not a big deal. We were poor. So, yeah, poor divorce is, like, embarrassing. It's so easy, dude. There's no property. There's no assets. Even the government's like, why are you telling us about this? TMI. We don't need to know. And my ex-wife wanted it to be a bigger deal. She was like, I'll bring a fucking lawyer into this. And I was like, I gave you the Netflix. I don't know what... What's the lawyer? Let him come. Let him look around. Sure. Fuck it. It's very anticlimactic getting a poor divorce. There's no, like, judge really involved. It just kind of... This is true. To get a divorce in the state of New York, where I used to live, it costs $500. And this is also true. My ex-wife Venmo requested me $250. And the note on the Venmo just said, divorce. Like, it was so anticlimactic. And it wasn't even a private request. It was a public Venmo up there with brunch and shit. So anyway, now I have a roommate for the first time since I've been married. And you know, I hate him a lot. I really despise this man. We fight over the bathroom sink. That's sort of our fault line, is the bathroom sink. Because he, like, texts me, you made a mess in the sink. And I didn't. Like, I've been married. Like, I can clean the sink, you know? Like, but he's relentless. Every time I go out for the day, I get a text, you made a mess in the sink. And it's literally driving me fucking crazy. Like, does anyone not believe that I clean the sink right now? You can raise your hand if you look at me. You don't think... Okay. What if I punch her? No. So I do... Okay, I take pictures of the sink now. I have a folder of the sink. Every time I use it, I take a picture now just to have evidence that it's not dirty because it's making me lose my... Okay, do you want to look at it? Clean?
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
It's pretty clean. And he's Asian, okay? It's a clean... It's fucking clean. I take pictures of the sink. He texts me, you made a mess in the sink, and I send him the picture. I go, where? Where? And he goes, you can't see it because the toothpaste is the same color. I go, I'm going to kill you. I think about killing him. I think about stabbing him in the neck over the sink so it fills with blood. And I can go, you made a mess in the sink, bro. Like, I feel so much rage. This is what I did. Now I have a new system. It's called the toothbrush bucket. And it's a bucket from Lowe's where I brush my teeth into it. And... Hello, sharks. And the way it works is it's connected to my window and there's a tube that I taped to the inside of the bucket so it goes out the tube outside. It's very clean. Look, it makes me wonder about who won the divorce. Yeah. Yeah. Because I talked to my ex-wife and she said she's been meditating and she's never felt better about herself. Meanwhile, I'm naked in my room like, I got the fucking bucket. I'm about to defeat my fucking roommate, dude. Like, that's... It's harder to date with the bucket, but it does make life easier in other ways. I will say that. Dating is different now, too, since the divorce. Like, there's new terms, like love bombing is a new... It wasn't around when I first got married, but I had to learn about it. Love bombing is... A girl was telling me, it's like when a man is way too affectionate up front and says he loves you and wants to get married to you and all this sweet stuff. And she's saying this to me, and I'm like, you're just describing how Arab men flirt. That's our only move, is I want family with you, what is your name? Like, that's how we say hello. It's honestly kind of racist that it's called love bombing. Like, it's a little fucked up. A little on the nose. But we're dumb. All men are dumb, you know? Penises are the dumbest body part. Like, the rest of the body is intelligent. It works together. It like, you know, you can't tickle yourself. Your brain is like, that's us. And you can't choke yourself. Your brain's like, we need oxygen, stop. But then you put one hand on your own dick, and it's like, who is this? All right, guys, I'm Ismael Lipsy. Keep it up for Brad. Thank you so much.